It was like a head feint in a boxing match. In the past couple of weeks, we've been fixated on this sudden explosion of loathsome new Black Panther videos on the internet. Then all of a sudden, bam, out of left field, here comes the ruling by U.S. District Judge Joseph Taro in Boston, shooting down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Well, ain't that just swell? The Defense of Marriage Act was passed overwhelmingly in the House and Senate in 96 during Bill Clinton's administration. It defined marriage as being between one man and one woman for federal purposes. This was to set the standard at the federal level in regard to benefits and such, but it still left the states free to determine their own laws on marriage, with the exception of polygamy, which was ruled unconstitutional before Utah could become a state. It's a terrible shame that such a common sense truth would have to be defined by the courts at all. There are only a handful of states that have declared homosexual marriage to be valid, but that's not because the people of those states voted on it. No, those states have passed by judicial fiat the rulings which go against not just God's design and the natural order of the entire history of the world, but also against the will of the vast majority of the people in our country and those various states. Every state where homosexual marriage has been put up for a vote by the people, it has been soundly and rightly rejected. On a positive note, the Family Research Council reports that this clearly bad ruling will likely be overturned on appeal. Please, Lord. So what on earth does the radical pro-homosexual activist judiciary have to do with the despicable Black Panthers? Plenty. Both despise the truth of God's word. Both are part of the enemy within America. Both are focused on tearing down America's constitution, traditions, and way of life. And in the case of the Black Panthers, our very life itself. You have by now, no doubt, heard the detestable street rantings of the Black Panther whose alias is Shazam or some such nonsense when he so eloquently stated, quote, "You want freedom? You gonna have to kill some crackers. You gonna have to kill some of they babies," end quote. How ignorantly insane. How is this goon any different than the Islamist goons who call for the murder of all infidels? They're not different. And both the Islamists and the Black Panthers are allowed to stand on American streets and shout their murderous trash with impunity. How long do you suppose a white man could stand on a street with a megaphone and call for the murder of Black people and their babies before he would be arrested by police and then hauled into court by the Quislings of the ACLU? Yeah. This same guy is one of the Black Panthers who should be in prison for engaging in voter intimidation at a Philadelphia polling place during the 2008 presidential election. But the Justice Department, under the contemptible Eric Holder, inexplicably dismissed the open and shut case. This is an outrage, and it's not something we should see in America. Maybe in a third world country's court system, but not here. I guess this is what the Black Panther meant when he was spouting his garbage at the polling place, telling white voters that they would know what it's like to be ruled by the black man. Now it's payback time. Now the left-wing black and homosexual activists appointed by Obama are going to show the white man how it feels to be denied his basic rights, like the right to approach a polling place in America free from harassment and intimidation. The current administration in Washington has set us way back in our race relations, or perhaps they've only exposed the hidden agenda of the left that has been there all along but unknown to us. Maybe it's not so much that they've set us back, but that they're dragging us to a new place. They've created a crawl space beneath the all-time low of American race relations. This deep of a divide has surely not been seen since the Civil War. And now we have the Black Panthers spoiling for a civil race war in America. These hateful ingrates who have all the opportunity the world has to offer here in America, rather than contributing something positive and uplifting to their families and country, instead choose to devote their lives to infecting other weak minds with the venom of their ignorant and bigoted hatred for white people. I keep thinking back to the Islamists. It's the same vicious hatred, irrational, malevolent, and mindless. It's also the same hatred we saw out of the militant homosexual activists who flew into fits of psychotic rage after California voters passed the Proposition 8 amendment to the state constitution, defining marriage as being between a man and a woman. We're still waiting to see if the California Supreme Court will uphold the will of the people or once again spit in the people's face and rule with the small minority of perverts in the state who insist that the rest of the state's residents validate and codify in law their twisted lifestyle choice. I don't see how any of this ends well. I don't mean to be a downer here, but the forces of evil are so deeply entrenched in our country that it will literally take an act of God to keep us from falling. And I'm surely praying for that very thing, even though that's a scary prayer to pray. Be careful what you pray for. You just may get it. Those of us who are Christians know that these wicked things must be as we pass through the last days of our world. But it's really, really hard to watch your own country fall to the enemy within. We've read our history, and we know that countless people before us have watched as their countries have fallen to enemies, usually from without, but sometimes from within. It's a whole different ball game when it's your own country and not some distant history printed on the pages of a book. Of course, it ain't over yet. And just because the current time is bleak does not at all mean that we will give up fighting for what's right in America. No way. The more hellish, unconstitutional, against the will of the people, un-American attacks these usurpers in Washington pull on us, the deeper my rage at them becomes, and the deeper my resolve to see them removed from their high places of power. I'm Gina Miller.